Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
23 minutes now in front of 3 o'clock. NBA All-Star break, Chicago 2020. The Timberwolves taking a breather. Karl Anthony Towns, a wrist injury, didn't play in the loss to Charlotte on Wednesday night. And all the hype leading up to that win over the LA Clippers, 1 week ago today, Eric, at Target Center, they go into Toronto. I felt like the Raptors generally toyed with them. The Timberwolves were competitive for a time, but ultimately at crunch time, the Toronto Raptors, a very good team and the defending NBA champs, now minus Kawhi Leonard, were able to get it done. Then the Timberwolves come home on a Wednesday night leading into the All-Star break. I know Cat didn't play, and the Timberwolves get beat by a bad team out of the East. That Wednesday night game, there's no way to spin it. That is not a good look. And I think after all the hype of the trades, the deals, what happened Saturday night in that improbable blowout win over the LA Clippers, in my opinion, was a bit erased by what transpired on Wednesday night against a bad Charlotte
team.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think the Hornets had lost 13 of 14. The Timberwolves led by 18 at one point. It's your final impression before this long All-Star break. They don't play again until Friday night against Boston, the team that will retire KG's jersey, and we'll get into that later. But so there's your lasting impression, and I think you're right. I think people have already forgotten about how good they looked, how much fun it was a week ago tonight when they pounded a very good LA Clippers team. But then yeah, as you said, Toronto's been playing great basketball. You saw that one coming. But the Charlotte loss, I don't care if Cat's playing or not, you've got to get it done. They did not. And a lot of the Timberwolves fans that I run into, you know, their response was, well, you know, different cast of characters, same results. And that's ultimately what this is about. Certainly they've made a lot of changes. I think they've taken some of the focus off. Really, I believe Minnesota now has lost 15 of 16, if I'm right. That is a horrendous run. And it's not getting as much attention because of all the changes in D'Angelo Russell. Well, D'Angelo Russell's great if they win. They don't win, it doesn't matter.
Well, and then coming out of the break, you know, where are we going to be at on the MRI and Karl Anthony Towns? We had the knee soreness, and he missed 15 games, if memory serves, in that stretch. There was the knee and illness, and then he ultimately returned to the lineup, and now there is a wrist injury. And certainly in a season like this for the Timberwolves, you're not going to the postseason. So once again, you get into that mode where we want to make sure he's 100%. We don't want to risk further injury. The Timberwolves said he'll be evaluated during the break, and we probably won't hear much until the Timberwolves get back in the gym and start gearing up again for their next game coming out of the All-Star break, as you pointed out. But ultimately, for the fans, you got that big bump, all these trades, all the excitement. Then D'Angelo Russell doesn't play in the LA Clippers game. Doesn't matter because you still get in front of a big crowd, sellout crowd, a blowout win over the LA Clippers. But dare I say that the shine is already off some of these moves. And I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I think that's legitimate, especially when you lose to Charlotte at home on a Wednesday night going into the break. Losing in Toronto is no shame. There's no shame in that. I'm not referring to the two-game losing. I'm referring to the loss Wednesday night against Charlotte. There's no excuses, as you said. Even if Cat's out of the lineup, that's a team you need to beat at home on a Wednesday night going into the break. And I think the feelings are completely different around the team right now. That's just my gut feeling.
Well,
at all
for sure. If they'd have won that game, they'd be 2-1 after all the wheeling and dealing by Rosas.
Yep.
There would be a little bit of momentum. You have the L.A. Clippers win as maybe a signature victory this season. And I think you're right. I think that gets washed away by a horrible loss to Charlotte, which is similar to what we saw earlier in the year when New Orleans came in here limping into town.
No Zion.
Second game of a back-to-back, no Zion, long losing streak, and they win. And there are other examples. So that is not the kind of way you want to go into the All-Star break. And the other thing, and they had a decent turnout Wednesday, more than they would have normally had. I give Karl-Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell credit for this. They put up 1,000 tickets for free. They gave them away. First people online could grab them. My kid's friend got 3. I know somebody I work with at CCX. He got 2. You know, and it was out there. They said, we're going to give you 1,000 tickets. Come in, sample the new product. That was the good news. People came in and sampled. The bad news is when they left, they said, what's changed?
I also think another thing for this franchise – And you have to feel is all the pub now about Kevin Garnett and the fact that he is headed for the Hall of Fame. And we talked about it a week ago on this very program. Timberwolves need to find a way to patch things up with Kevin Garnett and get his number retired and get his jersey up in the rafters at Target Center. It is high time to get that done. Now, there are people that are around the team every day, members of the media, that say, well, it would be done already if Kevin Garnett wanted to get it done. By in some way, shape, or form saying that it's 100% on Kevin Garnett, that it starts with KG and ends with KG. That's what I read into what I saw on Twitter from some of the people that cover the team. That's the only conclusion I'm going to draw on all of that. I'm not ripping anyone. But I think in this case, the greatest player in franchise history by a mile is Kevin Garnett. We agreed on that a week ago. By a mile. You need to work hard behind the scenes to patch that up. Now, maybe there is truth in all of that. What I read on Twitter from reliable sources that are saying It's KG's deal right now. They have reached out. They've tried to do everything they can to patch it up. Maybe that's the case.
Well,
but you got to try harder.
Right, exactly. And you know, does that specifically mean Glenn? Because ultimately,
well, I have no idea.
This is Glenn and KG, and I do believe the Timberwolves have reached out. And, you know, I had Gary Trent on last night, who's close friends with Kevin Garnett, and the reason I wanted him on, because KG really hasn't spoken publicly that I know of about this. He talked about Boston, you know, retiring in the number 5. He did a taped a video montage that they aired at the Celtics-Clippers game Thursday night in Boston. But I have not heard any public comments from KG about the Timberwolves snub or why he's rejecting, you know, their overtures or whatever is truly going on. In Gary Trent's opinion, and this I know this comes from Kevin, he feels like they disrespected him, that they sullied his name. And let's not forget, there was a time when it looked like he might be part owner of this franchise. When Flip was around, the stars were aligning. When we tragically lost Flip, things changed dramatically for KG. And Tom Thibodeau basically pushed him out pretty quickly when he got here.
Well, and here's the thing. I don't know about sullied his name. When Kevin Garnett came back, he couldn't play. His legs were shot. The limited minutes and all of that. And if Kevin Garnett and the way he was ushered out the door by the Timberwolves, I get all of that. But the simple fact of the matter is he couldn't play anymore in the NBA. The minutes, the years, it all caught up with KG. And the fact that he wanted one more year to take up a spot on the bench and get a guaranteed salary, I'm not so sure about that. He couldn't play anymore.
No, as a player, no, and I agree. I think the onus, though, if you value this guy, and you're exactly right, this is the greatest player in the history of the Timberwolves.
Yes, he is.
There's not even a close second.
No debate.
As we joked last week, the three of us, go ahead, try to pick a Mount Rushmore for the Timberwolves in their history. You'll have a hard time finding 4 legitimate candidates. But we know Kevin Garnett is George Washington, right? He's the guy. So if you value him, but you don't think he can play, which is legit, he was at the end of the rope, find a way to keep him in the organization. Like, it looked like that was going to happen when Flip was here. It all changed when Tom Thibodeau came in. But I think you're right. You got to keep working at it, because a week ago we saw Bob Knight go back to Assembly Hall in Bloomington, Indiana. Green Bay and Brett Favre did the same thing. That divorce was bitter in Green Bay. We know that. He eventually became a Viking. That's how bitter it was. And Glenn Taylor, the Timberwolves, they got to get Kevin Garnett in the room. They got to break some bread, find some common ground, and make this happen. Then they can each go their separate ways. But here's the deal. Perception is reality. And right now, when people around the nation see this, or even Timberwolves fans, oh, the Celtics are doing this? They beat the T-Wolves to the punch? It's not a good look. No matter what the facts are behind the scene, as you said, you've got to fix it. You've got to rectify it. Gary Trent, again, close friends with Kevin Garnett, told me last night on these airwaves, I believe he's going into the Hall of Fame as a Celtic. That's a dagger.
From an outsider's point of view, because I didn't grow up here, wasn't born here, came in and sort of dropped into this later on, and especially at the last part of Garnett being here the first time around. The first year I moved here, I believe might have been his last year or the year he got traded. It was 07. So looking at this from the outside, like you said, Eric, this is sad. It's sad because this should have happened 4 years ago. This should have happened a year or two after Garnett retired. The fact that Boston, and I went through some quick numbers about Garnett's career. Point total when he was with Minnesota, 19,201. Boston, 6,233. Basically, 70, and remember he had a little bit of time with Brooklyn as well. 73.6% of his points in his career came as a Timberwolf. Rebounds, 10,718 with the Wolves, 3,301 with Boston. 73.1% of his rebounds in his career came as a Timberwolf. Minutes played, 36,189 with the Wolves, 12,266 with Boston. 71.8% of the time that he was on a court was as a Minnesota Timberwolf. He is a Timberwolf. He played. This is how I will you can talk about Kevin Garnett's career. He played for the Celtics. He is a Timberwolf. That's a distinction. That's a distinction. And so the fact that Boston, and I was looking last night or the night before at retired numbers, you got, you know, all these numbers from the great 60s team.
He's Bill the 24th Russell. Player in that organization or person to get this honor.
Right.
24.
So you had Bill Russell, John Havlicek, Bob Cousy, Casey Jones, Sam Jones, Larry Bird, Robert Parrish, Kevin McHale, Paul Pierce recently. Most of these guys have played with the Celtics 8, 9, 12, 13, 14. The lowest I believe I saw under this was a couple guys that played for them for 6 years. One, I believe, was Jenis Johnson, I think, even played for them for 8.
But one
was Reggie Lewis. And Reggie Lewis had played for them, I believe he was in his 6th year. He would have played for them for much longer had he not passed away. So this is the kind of respect that the Celtics, an organization like the Celtics, is showing Kevin Garnett. He came in later on in his prime, helped them win a title that they hadn't won for 20 years, and he's already getting his number raised.
Yeah, and I just want to follow up. And once again, you don't know who to blame because Kevin Garnett's not saying anything. And the Timberwolves, I think through some of the regulars who cover the team, have said, hey, if it was up to the Timberwolves, it would be done already. So take that for what it's worth.
I'm just saying the clock was ticking for the Hall of Fame. The clock is really ticking now if you want to try to beat the Celtics and look good.
So once again, I just want to throw it out there that maybe this is all on KG. Maybe there's more blame to go around, but once again,
what would it take for KG to acquiesce and bend and
who
say,
knows?
Well, and that's the thing, and that's what we don't know. It may take something that Glenn needs to say to him sincerely, remorsefully, maybe in KG's take, to get it to happen. If not, it may never happen. And as I think you said it perfectly, J-Lo, ultimately for the fans, this is sad because in 31 years of existence, the Timberwolves have had nobody close to Kevin Garnett, and the way they're going, there's nobody that's even going to get there in the next 31.
And there's sentiment out there that is against Kevin Garnett. There's against him as a player, as a person. You will fill Target Center.
Well,
without question, if you raise his jersey.
That was my point
last
night. From a business perspective, and Glenn Taylor is a businessman, you've got the lowest attendance in the NBA now. If you have Kevin Garnett on a Wednesday and, you know, Phoenix is coming to town when you normally have 11,000 people in the building, you'd have 19,000. It would be a sellout. It would be a feel-good ceremony, and everybody would have a good time, and you'd make a lot of money off of it. I guess you have to look at it that way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.